Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. Man, the cool week is just chugging on by here. Another day, another fantastic show. We're doing five shows this week, and every episode, we've got just a really cool guest scheduled. Our guest today is an actress, and well, she's a bit of a Renaissance woman. She does all kinds of stuff, but we're going to be talking, focusing on her acting today. She is the star of a fantastic, really cool new movie that's coming out called Unchained. I don't know if it's out yet or not. It might be, but I don't know. I watched it this weekend, and I really, really liked it. Oh, here it is. Uncheck on July 2nd, so it's coming out soon. It's really cool. If you are an action-paction fan, you like fight movies, and or you like a movie with a strong female lead, this is the movie for you. Very, very cool. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome Miss or Mrs., I'm not sure, Mare Mulroney. Mare, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. And yes, it's Miss, so you're good.
Miss, all right, there we go. I want to get it right because I saw your movie, and I know that you can come kick my tail if need be, if it's warranted. So, got to keep Mare happy there. What a great movie. I really enjoyed this.
I'm really glad to hear that. Thank you for taking the time to watch it. Yeah, it comes out this Friday on Amazon Prime, and I think a couple of other places, but right now most of the promo they're focusing on Amazon right now. So
amazing.
It's exciting.
That is so. Once again, Mare, you can turn the TV on and see you looking out at you. How cool
God.
Is that? You know?
I guess that is the thing about acting. What's funny is I don't focus on it being like myself as much, you know? I just kind of like to watch, and hopefully the acting isn't so distracting that I can like take myself out of the fact that I'm the actual character in it. So, and just kind of enjoy the film for what it is. That's with any project too, but yeah. So yeah.
Well, that's amazing. That is amazing. And folks, we'll have that link up to the Amazon Prime for you directly. It's not on our show page, but it will be directly following this interview. And I'll be blasting that out and everything as well. So you can, set a reminder and all of that. I don't know what they call them. I think it's a watch list or something. They're all,
yeah.
Everybody has their little nuances. But yeah, that's cool, man. That is cool. Everybody likes Amazon. Everybody has Amazon too. So I know a lot of my friends watch a lot of Amazon. So
it's just such
cool,
an easy
man.
Platform, you know, it's easy to navigate. They have so much content on there. I mean, yeah, I'm definitely a fan myself. So
I'm telling you, the only person in our house who doesn't like Amazon is our dog. Who barks like crazy every time the truck comes. We live on one of those cul-de-sacs, you know, and
mm-hmm.
She's like an old lady or something. She sits at the window and she's like, oh, there's an Amazon truck or a UPS. I'm going to go crazy. I'm like, it's usually something for you. Her name's Mei Ling. I'm like, Mei Ling, you need to settle down. They won't come down here and bring you treats if you keep acting like that.
Awesome.
But no, you know, after the pandemic. Yeah, maybe that's what it is. after the pandemic. Everybody, that's one of the silver linings, and I'm not making light of the, you know, terrible tragedy of it or anything, but one of the cool things is everybody knows how to stream. None of my elder friends have called asking how to work anything. Everybody's got it, you know, everybody figured it out, and that's a good thing. Now they can watch Unchained. Very, very cool.
Yeah. And I think people probably are looking for more content because we've binge watched everything that you could possibly stream at this point. So
absolutely.
There you go.
Absolutely. We are currently, my, My wife just tells a little bit something about our relationship. My wife usually has control of the television for the most part when we watch TV together. And her latest obsession is it's some weird British dating show where the people have to pick an outfit out for that person. And I don't know. She's obsessed with that lately. So we've been watching a lot of that. So watching Unchained was great. And she enjoyed it as well. So.
Well, I'm glad she enjoyed it. It sounds very different. It sounds like two completely opposite ends of the spectrum.
Well, exactly. Well, you know, I think especially in this day and age, you know, a strong female lead is great. And I got to tell you, I'm trying to remember his name, and it's running the end of my tongue. I don't want to give anything away. I want people to watch the film. But the fella in charge of the ladies.
Georgia.
In this Georgia. Well, the is that his name? Yeah, that Georgia with the long
warden,
hair and everything.
He's the warden.
Yeah.
I mean, the actor's name is Larry Andrews. But his character's name is Warden Georgia.
Warden Georgia. I have never wanted a character to get his comeuppance more. You know. I loved it. I loved it. And I'm not saying if he did or not, ladies and gentlemen, you have to watch the film. But yeah, you'll want him to get his come up. I mean, I think the last time I wanted a character to get their comeuppance that bad might have been Biff in the Back to the Future movie.
That's a funny comparison. Yeah, I can totally see that. And, you know, he doesn't exactly get his Biff doesn't exactly get it until, yeah, I mean, there's several sequels. So.
Yeah, there you go. So to paint broad strokes with the film, the main character that you play, Mare, is, you know, kind of down on her luck a little bit. She's hard to get, can't get a job. Life is just kind of giving her a slap, you know what I mean? And she goes on this audition, and she thinks it's for an action movie, and gets kind of like kidnapped into an underground fight ring type deal. I mean, and then stuff happened, you know. I don't think I'm giving anything away that isn't in the trailer, really. When you first saw this, I mean, you probably were immediately drawn to it, I would imagine. What were your thoughts? Like when you got the script?
So I was good friends with one of the writers and producers of the film, Ilya Constantine, also John Bryan. And they had thrown the idea around for this film that they wanted to make to a month or so before there was any sort of script that they had, like a rough outline. And, you know, I didn't know which character I was going to play or anything like that, or if they were even going to cast me in the film. But I loved the concept of it. It was kind of like a little bit of a twist on kind of like sex slavery a little bit, you know, and that world. But then as they were doing like more research about it, they're like, no, this is like actually kind of a thing. There are like underground female fight rings that, like, you know, for people's entertainment, and it's like this underground world. Wouldn't it be kind of cool to expose that in some form or fashion, and, you know, kind of bring some awareness to this that I guess most people wouldn't really think would be a possibility in the world, but the world can be a pretty crazy place.
Right.
So yeah, they were like, okay, you know, how would the kidnapping go about? And of course, like in the world of entertainment, you got to be careful with like the auditions and stuff that you go to and make sure that everything is legit, because this girl was so down on her luck that she was a little bit desperate. So she ended up going to something that was a little bit shady, having not a good feeling about it, but realistically she's being in this audition, she's really being scouted to see if she has any fight training skills. And if she does, then that's how she ends up getting kidnapped. So maybe if she didn't do a good job in the audition, she wouldn't have ended up where she ended up. But
I mean, what a setup, you know? What a setup. Mm-hmm. That could happen. You know, and I love that. I love a film I shouldn't say I love. I mean, I'm not sitting here going, oh, you know, Hannibal Lecter, what a great guy, what an interesting character. But you know, that could really happen. Imagine a person, a desperate, you know, I mean, it is a crazy world. You know, it doesn't surprise me. You know, believe me, during the pandemic, I watched enough documentaries about the dark web and nothing surprises me anymore. You know, it's crazy.
It really is. It's free to think about.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages. Listen to this cool episode ad-free. If you're a VIP member, you can become one on my website, www.jamierocks.us. www.jamierocks.us.
My Love Shack Apothecary online shop has everything you need to build a special gift for yourself or someone who needs a little pampering. I hand make all of the products in small batches using only plant-based ingredients and therapeutic grade essential oils. Whether you choose one of my curated sets or want to build a custom gift set, My Love Shack Apothecary has everything you need to send a little sunshine to someone today. Please visit us online at www.loveshackapothecary.com. That's www.loveshackapothecary.com. As well as online on Instagram and Facebook. Links are in our website.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beattie, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another. A friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please, visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Rocks Gear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierocks.us.
Oh, especially, you know, I mean, you know, we in the world we live in, it's very easy for someone like myself, you know, older guy, and, you know, you just don't think about stuff because you're caught up in your own stuff and whatnot. And, you know, when the whole Me Too movement thing happened, I was kind of like, I kind of knew that stuff like that did happen. I didn't realize the extent of it, you know. My
yeah.
wife was telling me, yeah, everybody I know is walking around with their keys as a, in their hand as a like a brass knuckle type deal. I'm like, what? That's insane.
Yeah.
It's
like, you know, having pepper spray on you at all
completely.
Times is like, you know, yeah, it's,
yeah,
a, it's,
you know,
it's
I mean,
definitely
I,
a thing.
And I grew up in cities and stuff, you know. I grew up in Detroit. Well, I was reading in your bio, you know, D.C. Ooh, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
can be rough, man. I
oh,
spent
yeah.
some time in
it,
D.C. back in the day. Whoa.
It can be, yeah. It's no kidding. Yeah, D.C. is pretty, it's a beautiful city. It's a fun city, but it's absolutely dangerous. It can be. And, you know, it's just you have to stay vigilant. I mean, my parents are from New York, so, like, they've, you know, met in Manhattan and lived there for a while, and I spent a lot of time there. My street smarts, like, always keep your vigilance. That was something that was always kind of ingrained into us, just because you literally never know. And if you're too much in your own world, then you kind of miss the world around you, and it makes you, you know, sets you up to be a victim.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm in South Florida now, live in the suburbs, you know, of kind of Fort Lauderdale area, that neck of the woods, and up the coast a little bit from there. And, you know, it's interesting. We'll be out or something, and you just kind of notice things, you know. You'll see a gal with her phone in her back pocket, and I'm like, man, you would never see that in Detroit. You know,
nope.
I love when people leave their car running just to run into the 7-Eleven to get something, you know, and I'm like,
people
good way
do
not
that?
To have
oh
a car,
gosh.
But, you know, I don't do that, but I've seen it. And I'm like, man, people, how nice it must be, you know, ignorance is bliss. But this is a great movie. It's a strong female lead. No, let me ask you this, because I know this too, because I was watching your video for, because you also do music, which is fantastic, by the way. But I was watching the video for, The Fallen remix. You're in great shape, and I, of course, you know, you see that in the film and everything, but you fight really well. I mean, do you do like some kind of Taekwondo or something, or boxing as part of your workout? I imagine you're in good shape. You live in LA. I imagine you have a workout routine.
I do.
You know?
I mean, I think I was probably in better shape during filming just because it was a pretty high intensity at all times. But and then there I did go through I specific fight training for the film. But I've always been pretty athletic. I would do kickboxing and stuff as part of a workout routine. I did take Taekwondo when I was younger, but I was more into like dance and stuff like that.
I gotcha. Which is tough. Which can be tough. I've never done it. I grew up with three sisters though who did. Man, it's intense.
It is. It's very,
you know?
It's high intensity. So, and you really are working your body a lot. It's a lot about, you know, and with fighting, it's a lot of fight choreography. So dance choreography, fight choreography, not too different from each other, realistically. So it kind of made it a good fit. And, you know, I went into training before they gave me an actual role. For the film, like before they totally told me who they had in mind for me. And I think they wanted to just make sure that I wasn't going to kind of crap out on them at, you know, and be like, oh, this is too much. You know, I'm not going to do it, or this isn't for me, or something like that.
Right.
They wanted to make sure that like I could actually handle it. So, you know, a couple weeks into training, they were like, this is the role we have in mind for you. It's like, oh, so that's the main That's, yeah, cool, great, awesome, let's go. So, yeah, it was pretty cool.
Well, that's fantastic. You know, and I will say this, too, for people watching, I have friends of mine that are, you know, really movie people. I'm a movie person. I'm a civilian. I'm not in the movie business. I'm a painter by trade. But I love movies, though. I'm that friend that has the backyard theater, you know, that type of person. Makes all my friends watch films with subtitles and stuff. But I like a good action-paction. A lot of people may not know that. And but I have friends that will pick a movie to part. You know, they're like, ugh. I will say this. The fight scenes in this movie looked real. You know, every hit seemed, what's the word I'm looking for? Impactful? Is that even a word? I don't know. But it seemed like it was happening. You know,
well,
I was pretty impressed.
That is a relief to hear you say that. Yeah, we had a really great fight choreographer named Gene Freeman, and he's done a bunch of stuff. And he was on the last season of Mandalorian, actually, I believe. And he knows his stuff. He's worked with a lot of people and trained a lot of actors. And it's really important. Also, our director Raffaello, he comes from a martial arts background. So it was very important for them to be like, you need to like follow through with your punches, make it like it has to look like it made an impact. Also, you know, there's so many little camera tricks that you can use, like, you know, upping the shutter speed to make it like, ooh, that real powerful looks like it's like it really hit something right there. Like, you know, it almost is like when you're watching the screen, it's like you're almost in it with them and it feels like you're moving along with every hit, with every punch. So, you know, and then it was the other actresses, you know, the other girls who were in the scenes too. You know, they had to really make it believable and make it seem like things landed when they didn't. But it's angles and stuff, and it takes training. It definitely does. It's a cool art form, actually. I really enjoyed getting to learn that side of things. Because I haven't really done an action film before. So that was an awesome experience and was something I was definitely before the pandemic looking forward to be doing a lot more of. So hopefully now that the world's opening back up, I can explore those possibilities now that the film's out and whatnot.
That's amazing.
Coming out. So, yeah.
That's really cool. And it's cool to have in your, you know, your repertoire. You know what I mean? When you're going in for, you know, people considering you for roles and whatnot, and, well, hey, she kicked ass in this. Let's get her in this, you know. Get her people on the phone.
It helps,
You know. That will come in handy.
It definitely helps.
Those
yeah,
Hollywood lunches, you know. You'll come in
the
with your big glasses
lunches.
And your purse dog, and, you know, it'll be a thing. I'm teasing, of course. I don't know, though. She's in L.A. She's blonde. She probably has some big sunglasses.
I do have
now,
big sunglasses.
Well, that's fantastic. I do, too. So, but I lived in Southern California for 10 years. So, you know, I guilty by association, you know.
Rubs off on you.
No, it's sunny. You need them. You need them. Yes, California is great. I tell you. And anybody who says different has never been, you know, to La Jolla in February is what I'm saying. It's hard to be. It's especially where you come from somewhere like D.C. or where I'm from, Detroit, you know. it's pretty nice, you know. There's no cars burning.
Yeah.
And in addition, the weather's great. Although sometimes fires now. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages. Listen to this cool episode ad-free. If you're a VIP member, you can become one on my website, www.jamierocks.us, www.jamierocks.us.
This is a message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Older adults and people of any age who have serious underlying medical conditions are at higher risk for severe illness from COVID-19. If you are at higher risk, you should stay home as much as possible and avoid close contact with people who are sick to protect yourself. Call your doctor if you have concerns about COVID-19 and your medical condition, or if you get sick. For more information, visit cdc.gov.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store. It's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers shrine clothing and alchemy gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books, like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion. Fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and, of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool, and these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com, MichelleAlbion.com, MichelleAlbion.com. Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks. Hey, very, very cool. And I wanted to once again mention, for those who don't know, who follow the show, after every show, I usually, when I'm working on the post-production of the episode, I throw on a video on the TV in here in my studio, and I usually, it posts on my social media. And today we'll definitely be playing the Fallen remix. And that's such a great track. Your music's phenomenal.
So you're doing
all kinds of stuff. Dance, acting, music, curing cancer. What else aren't you doing, Mark?
I can't consider myself a professional dancer, especially not living in LA. That would be so offensive to so many people. But it's just something that I grew up kind of doing, and incorporated into my work occasionally. But for the most part, it's a lot of acting, and I was doing music for a long time, pretty much since I was in high school, and that's what brought me out into LA in the first place, and then kind of transitioned into acting, and that took over a little bit, but it's nice to be able to do both. And when one's up, the other's down, and they just kind of balance each other out right now at this point.
I gotcha. I know you do a lot of electronic music too. I'm a big fan of that. Been involved in that scene for a long time, and it's really good. Really.
Thank you. That means a lot.
I saw your video. Yeah, absolutely. I may or may not have forwarded that to a few DJs. I know.
Hey, that's awesome. That's so cool. Oh, man. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. They're always looking for, as you know, the business, they're always looking for new stuff and putting twists on this and that. And you know how that world goes. But anyway, very, very cool. So this Friday, are you guys going to, are you having like a little get together at your pad or something? Everybody going to watch the film? Or has everybody seen it?
So a lot of people have not, which I did not know. I've seen it a bunch of times. did, you know, even when it was in the editing stages, for the most part, I was getting some rough cuts behind the scenes. But I'm flying out to the East Coast on Friday. So we had a little get together with the cast and the producers and director and stuff. We had a get together this past Saturday and, you know, signed some posters, took pictures, and just enjoyed each other's company, caught up, you know. So
that's cool, because it's been a minute. People don't realize that. Us civilians out here, you know, we're so used to it, we're so removed from it, that we watch a television show, we watch a movie, and we're like, oh, they made this a couple months ago, you know, or this was filmed last week. Not necessarily. That's movie time and real time is way different.
very, very different.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah. Fortunately, I've gotten to work with some of the cast members since then. Like I said, the producer one of the producers is a really, really close friend of mine. So I'm actually at his house with his wife right now as we speak.
Nice.
So, it's nice to see other people who, like, you know, maybe they live out of state, or, you know, they're working on other projects and it's taken them elsewhere, and you literally haven't seen them since filming, and it's like, oh my gosh, you get back together and you pick up right where you left off.
Well, that's very cool. One of the things that come out of the pandemic that I think we're going to see, I predict, and I'm no expert on this or anything, it's just something I kind of see happening. Everybody got used to the Zoom meetings and whatnot. People kind of did that with Skype before, but then the watch party started happening during the pandemic, where you can watch a movie with a bunch of, or a show or something with a bunch of your friends, and you don't have to be in the same house, you know. And I think that's, you know, I have friends in London, all over the planet, you know, that I can watch a movie now with them if I want to, and people will be able to do this with your film. It's pretty cool. That's pretty neat, you know. I dig it.
Yeah,
well, very, very cool
technology for you. I'm glad that
I'm
you
telling
enjoyed
you, we
it.
Live
I
in
really
an
am.
Amazing world.
We do.
I remember the first, I had a friend of mine, I used to live in San Diego, and I owned a gallery there, and I had a friend of mine stop by. This was probably about, I don't know, what, 12 years ago, something like that, maybe 13. And he was one of the first people I knew with an iPhone, and he was showing it to me, and I'm like, oh, it's like a little computer that you carry around with. Who would have thought, you know? And
right?
That long ago.
Nothing's impossible. Like, I think, like, within the next year or two, we'll probably be able to smell food through the television. I don't know. It's ridiculous.
It's crazy. Oh, well, very cool. Well, I know you're doing a lot of promo for the film, so I'm going to let you get back to it. I want to thank you for taking time to be on our little show here. You are cool, turned up to 10. You know this. I'm going to tell you anyway. Keep doing what you're doing, because you're real, real good at it, you know?
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, and I appreciate you having me on the show. And thank you for watching the film. I'm really glad you liked it, and for, you know, letting us promote it through your platform. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care.
Bye. Well, there we go, folks. How about that? How cool is that? Mayor Mulroney. And again, the film is called Unchained. We will have a direct link to the Amazon Prime, where you can set a reminder and everything. You can watch this. Like I said, you can watch with your friends if you want to. They have that watch party option there, which is pretty cool. Pretty cool. Fantastic. It's a cool movie. Again, you want to, you know, like I said, it's an action-packed film. If you're looking for a rom-com or, you know, something, a Hallmark Christmas movie, this ain't it. You know, but if you like a strong female lead, action-packed, and, you know, just some really cool fight scenes in this, a good fight movie, it's fantastic. It's really, really cool. Leo Mark Studios is distributing this, and they're fantastic. They're really good, you know. So, very cool. Very cool. We'll have all that. We'll have this episode, of course, will be converted to a podcast, pushed out on all the various social media platforms and on all the podcasting platforms. We're on at Last Count. 370 different podcasting platforms. Wherever you listen to podcasts or download them, you can find us, and you can listen to us however you like through, you know, whichever you like, Spotify, Apple, Google, whatever. We're on them all, Pandora. We're on them all, iHeartRadio. But, yeah, a big list of those, 370 different ways to listen to the show. So very, very cool. And it's always free with ads. If you want to listen to it commercial-free, go to my Patreon, and you can always listen to all of our podcasts on my Patreon. Become a VIP member, and you get access to all of the podcasts ad-free. There's a bunch of other perks over there as well, free shipping on paintings, et cetera, and all kinds of stuff like that. So cool. But, yeah, you can find that out at my website, jamierocks.us, JAMIEROXX.US, like United States. Cool. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us today, folks. Have a great one, and we will see you tomorrow. We've got – hey, it's kind of interesting. We've got Courtney Gaines on tomorrow, and he's in a fantastic film. Just came out earlier this month called Queen Bees, and people are like, Courtney Gaines, that sounds familiar. You've probably seen him. If you remember – now, he was in a couple scenes. Of, you know, we were talking about Back to the Future earlier. He was actually in Back. Maybe that's why I brought that up. It was in my mind or something in the gearworks in there. He was – you remember when George finally got Elaine to the dance, you know, Marty's dad. They punched Biff out and they got her into the dance. And the redheaded kid came up and cut in. Well, that was a very young Courtney Gaines right there. And then George – cut back in with Elaine, and it all worked out. He was also in Children of Corn and whatnot. But he's in this film, Queen Bees. He plays a spiker. Well, we'll talk about it to him tomorrow about it, but it's hilarious. And there's a lot of big names in this movie. Christopher Lloyd, Anne Margaret, you know, a bunch of people in this film. James Caan, Sonny from The Godfather's in this. It's a great movie, and we'll be talking with him tomorrow. So tune in for that, and set your reminders, though, for Unchained, starring Mayor Mulroney. And check out my social media right now to see a very, very cool track of hers, The Fallen Remix. And I just really, really dig it. Believe me, I will be talking with her again, trying to get her on the show, well, you know, making it happen, to talk about her music, because I'm a big fan of it. Cool. Well, we will see you later, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Tana Oli, Pop Rocks Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.